Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Plugged Into. I'm your host, Kimmy Dixon, and I'm also the founder of Hyper Tribe, of which this is a production of. So this week on Plugged Into, we're going to talk a little bit about the darker side of the music industry. And this is a part of the music industry that I've been wanting to talk about for a really long time, but quite frankly, I've been a little bit scared to approach the subject because of backlash, and for many others, it's probably the same thing. But before we get into that, I just want to let you know that our incubator for Hyper Tribe is open for applications, and you must enroll before the 1st of August to be able to get to our incubator. We only have a few more days left, and I hope that we'll be seeing a few of you on that journey, as it's a step-by-step guide to create a three-month portfolio of all your work to get you to a professional standard as an artist. If you're worried about confidence or starting, or you're just lacking a little bit of knowledge, this is a really inexpensive way that we've completely discounted the price and provided the most value that we could possibly provide for up-and-coming artists. It will now be running from the 1st of August every single year throughout Hyper Tribe. So if you miss out this year, then don't forget to subscribe to the Hyper Tribe membership, and you'll get all our programs as well that are up-and-coming, but also next year in August, you'll get that incubator program too. Okay, so on to today's subject, the darker side of the music industry. And this is a bit of an emotional one for me personally. It's a subject that I didn't really know how to approach, to be honest. And it's what also inspired the whole Insider series. So within this Insider series, the idea is that I can voice some of the experiences that I've had during my career, as well as some tips and tricks that I've picked up on to help those out there who might be struggling or to avoid the pitfalls of what's going on within the music industry today. It's always best to learn from experience, and I feel like if someone can guide you through that or I can contribute in some sort of capacity, then I've done my job. So there was an article by Helen Brown that came out in The Independent last week, and it was an interview with Ellie Goulding about her new album as well as a few other things. But one of the subjects discussed was the darker side of the music industry that, again, I've wanted to speak about for a while, but I didn't know how to eloquently discuss it or even put it into words. And as I said before, I was also a little bit afraid. I was afraid of the backlash, how I'd be thought of, and I don't really like to play the victim card. However, I feel like Ellie Goulding really said something that struck a chord with me and finally helped me to understand how I wanted to speak about the subject. And in the last 2 weeks, it's really been on my mind. I'm in such a good place with such a good network of support around me that I thought that this is the time to really start speaking about it. Let me read this to you. Ellie Goulding said, "I feel really stupid for saying I wasn't affected by the Me Too movement. Those university years were when those problems started for me. I struggled to make the money for trains, and that's when producers started to take advantage, asking me to stay over. A part of me knew it was wrong, but a part of me accepted it. I thought, okay, this is what happens. They help you make a great song and you owe them something. I normalized too much and I'm sad about that. Later, I ended up being too reliant on blokes, and I would love to talk to more female musicians about this. I don't have a good connection with any female artists, and I wish I did. I wanted to ask, what do I have to do to prove myself as a musician?" So that's the quote by Ellie Goulding. And the reason why it struck a chord with me is because I've met a great amount of women, awesome women in my career, but also female artists. And now that we have the Pioneer Program running, where we're helping female artists come through and tackle that boys club mentality and counteract that throughout the music industry, I feel obligated to speak about my own experiences because I don't want any young women ever in music to think that they are trapped or buy into the idea that sexual harassment and discrimination in the music industry should be accepted and normalized. I've only told a few close friends and family about the time I was kicked out of a music studio as a music manager because I wouldn't sleep with the producer. I got in my car and I cried so bad that I had to wait 30 minutes to drive home. And I've also spoken to a few people about only a few years ago where there was another producer who inappropriately messaged me at 3 a.m. to say, "I only want you." And then once I had said no and said that I thought that that was inappropriate, I came into my studio the next day where his whole attitude towards me had changed, and suddenly he was holding back songs of a whole portfolio of two of the artists that were my clients at the time. Needless to say, it tore apart the communication with me and my clients. And because at the time he was about to sign his major deal, everybody wanted to be on his good side, and I was demonized. There are only a few people that actually stuck up for me, and at the time, I really blamed myself. I was surrounded by men, and I did not have one single female friend or confidant that I could really go to. Only a few people within the whole building who knew about the situation stuck up for me, and the rest ran and hid as to not cause any drama. What actually happened was that the boys' club mentality in that studio block kicked in. Rumors spread and lies that originated from the mouth of the scorned producer with the intention of destroying me. I don't believe in fighting fire with fire, so I took the attitude that if you don't know me and you assume that that is the truth, then I don't have time for you. My true friends either already knew the truth and knew why he was doing it, or asked me. Everyone else didn't ask, and I didn't want to justify his actions. I thought I was crazy over the next couple of years, and I really started to doubt myself and believe that I was the problem. I questioned all my actions over and over again and even had therapy for it, until I met a kick-ass awesome female manager 2 years later, who I'd seen around that same building, but we never really spoke. We sat down for a coffee and spoke about that time at the studio block. She told me a similar story that happened to her with the same group involved, except this time that they had accused her of stealing from them. She repeated word for word that the same strategy and lies that they had said about me, but with one change, that they had happened to her. Other events include people in high places, and only as recently as this year, who I have seen celebrated in the likes of Music Week, who had preyed upon me when I was in my early 20s, telling me that they needed business advice, which ended up as a ploy to try and get me a loan for alternative motives. I tell these stories not for any other reason than to let others out there know that this is not normal and never is your only route within the music industry. Those who fall prey to the hands of successful producers or industry people that use their position of power to abuse can add themselves to the list of those affected by the Me Too movement. I also tell these experiences to let you know how scarring they've been for me. It's taken me a really long time to get over these. And although that they are fleeting moments within the eyes of those people who abuse their power, they've been a lifelong scar for me. I have a phenomenal support network around me now, and I chose to walk away from those nasty circles and create this network that is female dominated so that I can welcome anyone who needs a new route or home within the music industry. One thing I learned from our Pioneer Mentoring Program is that most of the people who are participating had a clear understanding of what this boys' club mentality in the real world actually meant. I didn't have to explain it to a single person. They knew exactly what I meant when I said it. I believe that's why I was so successful. I think people are fed up and they're tired of it. Too many people have been affected by this, full stop. and nearly every female artist I speak to has a story to tell. What's also become obvious to me is that after hearing similar stories to mine, is that this keeps happening. I've heard similar stories as little as a month ago. It has to stop. Yes, there's gender inequality in the music industry, but there's something darker and worse that's happening in the music studios. Both need to stop and to be uncovered. I've been told point blank, although it be 4 years ago, by a producer telling me that every girl that they look at coming into their studio, they think, can I get her into bed? That's not okay to say, and that's not okay to be. It was a bit more crude than that, but I'd like to keep this clean. The point is that it's not okay, and we have a duty to protect the next generation of artists, and I want anybody out there who thinks that speaking up will jeopardize their career to reach out to Hypertribe. You will always have a support network here to lean on and rebuild. So what can you do to do your bit? If you're an artist, volunteer as a mentor on our Pioneer program for September 2020. The details are on our website, www.hypertribe.io. If you're in a position where this has happened to you, speak up. Send us your story and let yourself be heard. It can just be as cathartic speaking to someone about it. You can send it directly to me if you like. My email's Kimmy, that's K-I-M-M-Y, at hypertribe.io. To everybody out there, I ask, why don't you change the statistics with us? If you're in a position of power, every room you walk into, or meeting, or whatever it is, you should be saying how many women are in this room. And if it's not equal, say, can I change this? If the answer is yes, then do it. Also, support women within music. And that goes for everybody. I feel like I've been through the wars, and I'm only now feel like I'm coming out the other side. The women that I work with and the team that I have now are living proof that you can always rebuild, and there's always another way. These experiences nearly made me give up on my life mission. I've stepped away from my old life to find a new one because of these scarring moments. And for others, it sometimes stops them full stop. Anything you can do, men and women, to support women's battle in music to make their battle with the boys' club mentality a little easier will benefit the whole industry, socially, culturally, and economically in the long run. It's a proven fact that when gender equality is 50-50, that the economic benefits far outweigh those when they're biased. A final message for those who are causing these actions. Your time will come when there will be the truth exposed. If you believe that things aren't black and white, and if you think there's even a grey area, then you shouldn't be dealing with it. Do your bit so we can eradicate this darker side of the music industry. And make sure the next generation is protected from predators. It's not okay to act like this, and it never will be. I don't care what the circumstances are. So that's it for our episode on Plugged Into. We'll be back next week, Wednesday, where we'll be talking about something that's a little bit more of a lighter subject, which is leveling up. How do you level up in your career? But for now, do check out our Hypertribe website, www.hypertribe.io. And if you did enjoy this podcast, then send us a message and DM us on Instagram at @hyper_tribe. We love to hear from you. And until next time, take care and stay safe.